Welcome to French
Love
Friday.
You
are doing What would you do without music? Where would you be without song?
We'll be right back. Arby's didn't invent the slider. We didn't even invent the sandwich. But we did invent Arby's. So in a way, you're welcome. Arby's, we have the meat. How hard is it to catch a crispy, flaky fish? Depends on how patient you are and what pocket you keep $6 in. Arby's fish sandwiches are now 2 for $6 and part of Arby's everyday value. Arby's, we have the meat.
No mimic. No mimic. Out. Another type of clothes, I'm talking about army fatigue type of clothes for the rest of my life. PTSD it on the front of my side of my arms and everywhere I'm walking around for me. 1 minute everybody asks me, why am I going around dressed looking maybe they said tacky? No, every tack of me, every tat of me is better than tattoos in the skin, skin deep. If all y'all out there don't understand the progress from Mr. K-E-N-O-W-H-I-T-E, code at the end. Y'all know me declaring war again. All y'all out there thought the dark is flashing. But yo, when it was time for me, I be changing into so many clothes or outfits. So many people can't realize who I am. Sometimes they be thinking that I'm trying to fight for somebody else, but I made this stuff myself. No mimics,
no mimics, don't come with your gimmicks. Ain't nobody gonna try to buy your music cause we don't wanna hear it. Cause you ain't no hip hop. If you said that you was, you probably was a lie. Cause the Zero Squad, we always gonna stay above like a bird just fly. So everybody can't believe they eyes of everything that they wanna say and they wanna despise. They wanna get filled up with the hate. We fill it up with the passion. Put it with the music, now we call it straight mashing. Yes, we going like mash. Army pants, army type music. That mean everybody ain't gonna abuse anything that we said that we was gonna use to make everything misuse. Everything that they wanna reuse, we reuse, recycle everything. Yeah, we been in this. No, we ain't new, but we giving everybody the news like we going on TV. No mimics. No mimic. No mimic.
A whole bunch of gimmicks, that's what they've been doing in the industry. So now it's time for the capital O, they handle business. Yo, the O board around the whole universe quick. Why everybody sitting around?
crowd getting sucked in by the photo quick. Thinking y'all can stop the way we represent. Feel your face up, make you feel like you've been photoshopped. Y'all out there sitting around 1 minute, be sitting in front of a car, next minute then you own it. But behind the back, behind stage, that's just a star backstage type of nonsense. They giving all the kids and everything y'all want to see that's being done quick. Yeah, hidden, hidden hand. All y'all out there sitting around throwing rocks again, hiding your hand. Yo, y'all know when it's time for Mr. MR. Born 239, I stay pointing quick. I be the weapon that stay aimed at your mug. Blade, stay aimed at your heart. Stay aimed at your blood pressure. Stay aimed at your veins and your arms. All y'all out there thought that y'all could stop me, but yo, the major glycerin done came in a different form. All y'all out there didn't understand I've been a major for everything I've been on. No mimic. No mimic.
Probably been a long time since you heard a masterpiece. No, everybody just wanna pick up the police. Now they just wanna say peace. Wanna throw the peace sign up, cause they don't really want no beef with a person that they never could know, that could ever fall off a tree of a leaf. No, it's coming from a branch, coming from a strong tree. That mean everybody gonna come to it like Dollar Tree. To a mind, because they wanna buy something that's gonna go dollar off. No, I'm about to just dollar off. Everybody know I'm about to die them off. Put them off the line, because anybody ain't gonna get into anything that we got a place in. Yes, we go get march, set, go. When we go, ain't nobody gonna stop us from where we gotta go. We just gotta walk. Ain't nobody gonna mimic, because ain't nobody gonna come in with no quick scheme or get rich scheme. When they try to come and jump on, try to say that they get on with the team. No mimic.
Yeah, he'd be like him. He'd be like him. Shut up. Get out of here. Gotcha.
Yeah, 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 friend. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm up in here. Yeah. I'm back up in the club, the casino Keyhole. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, back up in the, I'm back in the casino now. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Harry.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh 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 yeah, oh 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 yeah.
So, are you ready to go and do your Are you ready to, are you ready to lay down some chips, sir?
Yeah, yeah, oh, 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 yeah.
Bet then. Mr. Chuck and Harry, what you want to bet?
You know what I want to bet, I tell you what I want to bet, $500,000 right here on this number right here.
All right, sir. Go ahead and take the dice.
Oh yeah! 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're going to win. Oh, we're going to win. I'm gonna win more chips than I got right now, baby.
Roll again.
You wait a minute. Let me roll again. It slipped off a little bit.
Ten.
Winner. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won that. Yeah, yeah. Bridger. Yeah, yeah. Me and Bridger going to be. Oh, yeah. I doubled it. Yeah.
Yeah, you just doubled your profit, sir. Would you like to play again?
Yeah, I sure will. You know what? I just won an extra $500. $500,000. I want to put $10,000 what I just won just now.
anyone, do you know anyone, do you know someone's calling your name? You know what, don't pay attention to anyone that's calling my name, because if they not here at the table beside with me, they did not arrive with me. So, let me just go on and finish it. Yeah, I want to put, 100,000 tips right there on that one right there. Hey man, you beat that fucking Harry over here.
Man, I've been trying to call him the whole time. He's acting like he can't hear me.
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Yes, I would like to bet, this time on the, I want to bet like about, 20, you know what, just keep betting me, I know that I've been going over, but I wanna just keep betting 500,000, okay, on that right there. Hey, winner. Oh, yeah, yeah, I won it, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, 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 yeah, I won it, oh, yeah, I won it.
Hey, man, where you getting ready to go?
I'm about to go over here in my truck area, and I'm in, and you know what I'm gonna do? I got a piece of big, gigantic, wet, bubble-listed bubblegum. I'm going to hit him across his head with it. Just wait.
But, hey, man, you see you need to, you see you need to do that, man, because that man don't look like he play no games.
I don't give a about if he don't or he do play a game. I saw him a game here in a second. I don't care. I've been sewing on this bubblegum for like 2 weeks now. It's a big old piece of bubble-listed bubblegum. I'm going to hit him across his head with it. I'm going to make him remember who I am. Since you want to act like he don't know who I am.
Man, you sure you going to do it?
I don't care.
Hey, man, we in a casino right now. And it says casino club, you know, man. You sure you going to do all that?
I don't give a fat. I don't give a rough about what everybody say. I'm going to take this big piece of bubble and this bubblegum I've been chewing for 2 weeks, and it's big like a big old big skull ball, and I'm going to hit fucking Harry across his head when I see him.
Ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, man. Ooh, ooh, yeah, ooh, man. We're going to have a good time. Oh, you know what? I think we need to go to Brighton and put all this money out with right here. Yeah, ooh, 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 yeah.
Damn it! Winner!
Oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. You know what? Oh, the time that slipped up on me. I gotta get ready to leave from this place. I'm about to go and cash this in here. Yeah. Tell us, find out who that is knocking on the door.
Yes, can we help you? Yeah, I am Trucking Harry. I just won all these chips. I would like to cash this in for cash right now, because I'm pushed for time, and the time has slipped up on me. I got to get out of this place, because my wife Bridget's been paging me the whole time. I got to get out of here. I just got to get out of here. So, can y'all cash this in?
Hey, man. I don't see Trucking Harry no more.
You know what, man? Yo, don't tell me you don't see him no more. Don't tell me that, Jack. Don't tell me you don't see him anymore. You better not tell me. You better not tell me that, Jack, right now. You better not tell me right now. Don't tell me you don't see him.
Man, I'm serious. I do not see him nowhere around here, man.
I don't give a... I'm telling you, I don't give a rip, man. I'm gonna find out where he at.
Hold on, wait a minute. That look like him right there. That's so enough. It look like him right there. Hey, man, so what you gonna do? I told you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna take this bubble gum. I'm showing up. And I've been showing up for 2 weeks. And I'm gonna take him and hit him across his head, and he's gonna think it's football here. Man, don't you know that's the grossest thing, man, that you're talking about doing, man? I don't give a rear-end about what anybody thinks what I'm gonna do, okay? I don't care. I don't give a rear-end about it. I'll be a rear-end about it. I don't know that. You just listen to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to leave. Oh, yeah. I'm about to get in my car. I'm about to leave. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bye-bye. Yeah. Leaving. I'm leaving the casino. Casino. I'm leaving it right now. Yeah. Yeah, me and Bridget are going to have a good night tonight. With all this hard work tonight. I'll see you really well tonight. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did really well. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I did really well. I did really well tonight. Yeah, I did very well tonight. Very well, yeah. Hey, man, so you still see Chuck Harry?
Yeah, he over there at that table right there. That's where he at right there. I see that funny looking weird hat he always wear. That funny looking hat he always wear. And that darn shirt he got on.
Man, you just belched in my face, man. That's gross, man. Why you belching in my face and go ahead and carry it on, man?
Nah, man, I didn't mean that. I apologize about that. I apologize about it all. I apologize right now. I'm about to go over here. I'm throwing this bubble gum up in the ass. This bubble gum. Two homies. It's made like the size of a golf ball right now. I'm getting ready to go up to the table, and I'm getting ready to hit this guy. I'm going to hit him across the head when he's going to act like he didn't know who I was.
That's right. How you doing, Mr. Saul? I'm doing quite right tonight. I feel I'm going to be really lucky tonight. I got on my lucky hat, and I got on my lucky shirt. All right, that's up. Hey, winner. Yeah, this was my first time. I knew this was my lucky shirt, my lucky hat. I won that. Winner. Oh, yes, I won that. Yeah. I won me a quick $100,000. I'm going to go and I want to put this $100,000 up and get a chance to try to win another $100,000. All right, bets in. Across the table. Okay. Nine. Winner. Yeah, I just doubled it. I got $200,000 right there. Yeah. Hey, man, where you going, man? Why? Where you getting ready to go?
I told you where I'm getting ready to go. That's it. Fucking Harry right there with that funny hat on and that darn shirt. I'm getting ready to hit him with this wet bubble gum that I've been saving for 2 weeks the size of a golf ball. I'm about to tear him across his head. You just wait a minute.
Man, you sure, man? I'm telling you, I think really Truckin' Harry is not here anymore.
Don't you tell me. Don't you argue me now. I know that it's Truckin' Harry. He got that weird hat on and that weird darn shirt. He got it. I'm getting ready to go hit him across his head with this delicious bubble gum that I've been saving for 2 weeks. You wait. You just wait. I'm gonna hit him across the head.
All right, Mr. Charles, would you like to place a bet against you? Yes, I'd like to bet $200,000 on number 8 right there. All right. Yeah, with us. What? Who just did that? Excuse me. Wait a minute. We just had a weird interruption. Some guy just threw a gigantic, it seems like a gigantic piece of bubblicious bubble gum, and it looks very old right now. Well, I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all need to do. Y'all need to fix this, cause I just won $300,000 worth of chips, and this guy just hit me with a piece of disgusting bubblegum. I got my lucky hat on and my lucky shirt. So is y'all gonna fix this? Yes, sir. We gonna fix it.
Yeah, I got him. I told him I was talking here,
man. I'm telling you, I don't think that was Chuck and Harry, man. I really don't think that was Chuck and Harry.
You do not argue me down. I know that was Chuck and Harry. I know that was Chuck and Harry. That's the only one that wear that shirt and that hat like that. I know that was Chuck and Harry. I know it was. I know that was Chuck and Harry. You ain't gonna tell me no different. I know that was Chuck and Harry. So you ain't gonna tell me no different, man. You ain't gonna tell me no different. You ain't telling me no different. You ain't gonna tell me no different. You ain't telling me no different. That was Chuck and Harry.
Excuse me, Mr. Charlie, what are you doing with the taser in your hand? Well, I ran into that fella that hit me with that bubble gum across my head, and I just gave him an electric treatment. Well, why didn't you wait? Because we was going to get the man that was in charge. Well, I didn't have time for that. I feel very insulted. And this is Club Kino. This is my first time coming here. I feel very insulted. Very insulted from some guy hitting me with some bubblegum. So I tell you what, y'all definitely need to visit. Well, we're going to cash the chips this, sir. We're going to give you your chips. Yeah. I'm going to get my chips, too. I need to talk to the owner because I need the owner to do something about this. All right, well, we just talked to him on the walkie-talkie, and he's on his way. He said he's coming with his daughter's plastic toy bat, too. He need to come with something, because that stupid fool is laying down there on the floor that I just tased to death, or shocked to death, and he might need to pick him up.
What is going on now? I don't get this. Who is this guy?
Sir, it looks like it's the same dude, evidently, man, that constantly tries to bother this guy named Truckin' Harry. God bless you, sir. Thank y'all. Hold on. I got my daughter back. Where that truck at?
He's still laying on the hall a few minutes ago.
Yes, sir. The customer just shocked him with a taser a few minutes ago.
You know what? I ain't got time to pay for nobody insurance. I'm not paying for nobody insurance, man. What that sucker that threw a piece of 2 week bubble gum at one of the customers? And where's the customer at? They got hit with the bubblicious bubble gum, and that stupid idiot was suing for 2 weeks. He's right over there, sir. He's pretty peeved right now. He's sitting over there and he's just sipping on some lemonade right now, and he seems very peeved.
Yes. Hello, I am Mr. Casino Club, I'm the owner. I like to gladly apologize for what happened to you. Well, I'm glad you gladly apologizing, but that guy, I really was in town, and I just wanted to try out this casino. It turned out to be a good one, and I got my lucky shirt on, my lucky hat, but,
You know what? Do you have any damages on you? Did he damage anything?
Well, by the way, he messed up my lucky hat and my lucky shirt. It got that nasty gum on it, and it felt like he had put some heat to it when he threw it over at me. You know what? You just wait a minute. I got a whole bunch of those shirts and hats. In my wardrobe, and you know, because we even do acts around here. I'll take care of you. Hold on, I'll be right back. But let me go get that stupid idiot up that hit you with that gun. I'm gonna go get him. And sorry for all the inconvenience. I'll be right back. Because he's all out of sight of the hallway. He's that way. He takes him at. Yeah, he's right here on the hall too. You know what? I'm right under that. Let me. Is he conscious or unconscious right now, sir? He's back up and he's carrying on and everything. He must didn't get nothing but stunned by the taser. What is he doing?
I know that was Chuck Harry. I am Chuck Harry with a bubble gum. I know what I am, Chuck Harry. I know that bubble gum. I saw that. I know what I am, Chuck Harry. I am with that bubble gum. That was Chuck Harry.
Sir, you need to calm down because the general manager is on his way here to come here.
Ain't nobody gonna calm me down. Ain't nobody gonna calm me down. Ain't nobody gonna calm me down. You know what? I'm gonna sue, because somebody hit me with a damn taser a few minutes ago. And I'll be saying,
man, I told you that wasn't Chuck and Harry.
You shut up, man. You trying to be on their damn side, man. I don't like this. You trying to be on their side right now. You trying to be on their side. I feel like a bridge falling down right now, because they got me feeling like I'm damned now. I'm telling you, somebody need to sue him. He hit me with a damn taser. And I feel like a bridge. I fell down.
Sir, you need to calm down with all the commotion.
Get your hands off me. Don't tell me to calm down.
Sir, how far are you from here?
I'm just right around a second around the corner. I'm coming around.
Y'all ain't gonna do that. You stupid dog. You beat you up with my daughter back. You stupid dog. Beat you up with my daughter back. You stupid.
Yeah, you know what? I almost lost my mold for a minute. It got me all, got my skin itching and everything. I hate when somebody a bad customer be here. You know what? You get out of here. Now.
Sir, that's it. Stop. Don't hit him. Don't beat him no more. It's your daughter back.
You know what? I'm telling you what, man. I don't like when people come in here acting like they ain't got no darn sense. I tell you what. I beat his head open with my daughter bat. I tell you that right there. My daughter plastic bat. I got him. I sure did get him. Stupid sucker.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll be right back.
In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Rock the house, y'all.
Several times. Listen to it from a location midway between the loudspeakers.
One, two, three,
bass.
Sure.
Making club
walls crumble. Pick a bumpity bump, jumpity jump, hitting you hard, don't let it catch you off guard. So throw those hands up in the air, wave them like you just don't care. Yeah, drop it.
Thank you. Here live at the scene of the crime, and at this time
you see it on the news almost every day. Innocent people's lives endangered, threatened, and many times ended by criminals with no regard for human life. But you've made a decision to do more than just hope it never happens to you. You've made a decision to protect yourself, your family, and your loved ones through your Second Amendment right. But what most gun owners don't realize is that being armed is far from enough to truly protect yourself. You see, in the unfortunate event that you are forced to use your firearm in a situation where your life, your family's life, or the lives of innocent bystanders are in imminent danger, the result often ends with handcuffs, jail time, and a long, expensive legal battle that can threaten you and your family's future. It's the very definition of unfair. After all, you are simply doing the right thing, acting in self-defense. So why are you the one being treated like a criminal? Why are you the one being punished? It doesn't have to happen this way. There is a solution. Hi, I'm Tim Schmidt, president and founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. I created the USCCA back in 2003 to offer concealed carry education, training, and self-defense insurance to responsibly armed Americans who are forced to use their gun to defend their loved ones. In these situations, the USCCA makes sure you're prepared and know exactly what to do. Over 200,000 USCCA members rely on us to instantly have their back no matter what time of day or what the situation is, protecting and advising them every step of the way. But as much as I'd love to tell you why you should join the USCCA, I think our members say it a lot better than I can.
My attorney fees were astronomical until the USCCA came to my rescue. One of the young ladies I spoke to says, "Let us take care of this for you." And I did feel a sense of calm at that point.
What we do here at the USCCA is we provide education, training, and insurance for responsibly armed Americans.
With the USCCA membership, all you have to do is make one call to our critical response team. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We will help you coordinate your attorney. We will get you out of jail. We'll get you home safe with your family. And we become your advocate to get you any resources that you need while you're fighting your battle.
Without the USCCA, we probably would have had to get a very big loan. We probably would have had to start selling some property. They were there and they took care of everything. And quickly.
That insurance also protects you at home, in your house, wherever you're at. Anything that has to do with a firearm, it covers you, period.
And that is upfront funding that you can use to hire the best attorney of your choice to get you home, to keep you safe.
I contacted USCCA when I got to the police station. The first thing I did was, you know, I recorded a statement. And then I sat down and contacted USCCA, and I told them what happened. The USCCA provided me one of the best lawyers in the state of South Carolina.
The people who join the USCCA are law-abiding citizens. You doing the right thing shouldn't cost you everything.
I think what's really important, first and foremost, is complete peace of mind that you're legally and financially protected if you are involved in an act of self-defense.
It's like car insurance. I mean, you never want to be in a car accident, but it's something that's really good to have, you know, if that situation does arrive. It's just kind of like a guardian angel on someone's shoulder.
Our critical response team is trained, we're educated, we're all gun owners, we understand what it's like to carry that gun for personal protection, and we've helped hundreds of people with cases before.
We relate to them on a very personal level. You know, we are USCCA members. We don't just work here, we actually practice as well.
It's just important to me to make those personal connections that make them feel like they're part of our family. That 100% upfront, there for you mentality. We really are there to answer that call.
What the USCCA has proven to me that they can and will do, I'd put them right up there with health insurance. I'd put them right up there with auto insurance. And every month when I send them $30, I enjoy it because I know what they can do for me. And it's the best $30 I've ever spent.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe we have a right to protect ourselves and those we love. I know that you do too. I've worked tirelessly since 2003 to create an organization that is the gold standard in protecting, supporting, and serving our 200,000 USCCA members. As one gun owner to another, I encourage you to join the USCCA and experience firsthand how hard we work for you.
Laughing at your mugs, leaving our signature prints inside of you.
We ain't hearing you, just
shimmer, you're not noticeable. Like a disappearing act performed by a magician.
Abracadabra, now it's our ass to y'all shit. So how you like to take this shit?
Ew. Like witches on broomsticks, you better use it. You see us some mistakes like your hustle bricks.
Masons, we lay real in the fat faces like foundations. That's why your ears ache.
So fucking hell, you're just no longer waiting. Fuck all the faking, this game has to be taken.
Since y'all act like asses split before we leave, y'all constipated.
We got it locked and we refuse to be baited. Next time y'all hear us, we be yelling, we made it.
Yo, see, these niggas gonna be looking sad as shit, man. Dedicate all y'all niggas out there talk about niggas wanna be other niggas, man. You know what I mean? I'm just listening to 39, motherfuckers.
Word is born wrecking.
This is a Triad exclusive.
Life getting led in so many directions. Just like a normal dude leading to the one that gave me the biggest erection. The future one with the most protection. Steady campaigning for my section's elections. United with Mr. 239 to make an overtaking connection. Cleaning up the game to give it a cleaner complexion. And we both do it 24-7, 365 if I forgot to mention. Our shit so thick you can cut the tension. Straight starting line calls and benchings. Always anticipate hitting dire straight. Not an early bird, face my before it was too late. Starting my life over from concentrate. Doing it big for heaven's sake. Do what I was put here for before my soul the Lord take. Finally found the means of my make. And keep it real as shit to point out the fake. Rick the scale shows a tour of earthquakes. Leaving them in clouds of smoke, leaving the world baked. Left my past behind with a great escape. The whip back at it to put y'all in shape. Can't express my love to the ones that dig. And give a massive fuck you to the ones that hate. Introduce myself to the movement, I be the newest primate. Y'all got a lot of catching up to do, don't hesitate. Reminder while you listening to me online, you could be downloading my newest mixtape. Be a living reminder that you can lose so much if you wait too long. Uh-oh, and Mr. 239, hard players in this game till the competition's gone.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah,
it's time for the rumbling. Yeah, y'all know me, I gotta keep my thoughts crystal clear like crystal gold. Call me a man. Yeah, I be not playing. All you MCs gon' be laying. Y'all don't know when it's time for us to come. The energy starts meditating. Yeah, I see through a clearer vision. Just like I got the future inside of my head. Yeah, y'all should call me a clear cut. When it's time for me to get the kick up. Yeah, he gets sick. You MCs wanna come and take it, you can get with us. Can't get with a old and 239. I'm the main idiot, came back in time. After a stroke and a out-of-body experience. Call me a chief when I rip on instruments quick. Beating the drums back to full. Make you feel like you wanna slack it off. MCs thinking they wanna come through. But guess what? This is gonna be a cosmetic force that's gonna drown all y'all. Make you fall back. Y'all MCs thinking y'all can stop us. Well, check out the elements. He's the earthquake. I'm the main Indian with the electricity. Crystal skull. Y'all know y'all can get rid of me. I see the whole future and the century. See where you MCs getting ready to be another galaxy. Lord have mercy. You MCs out there, you ain't even hurting me. I'm shaking the earth. Uh-oh, the earthquake. I'm the main Indian. Like I told you before, move your feet or just be sitting around panicking. Lord have mercy, so many months we misbehave on.
All right. You look like you would have fucking punched me. You already had a little black, motherfucking, what's his name? Infrared dot. You want to motherfucking jump me and shit? Because I don't like to call the police, dude.
Yo, man, hold on, man. What the fuck? This is, yo, infrared me. What the fuck, man? Man, look, hold on a second. All right, second. I guess I think, okay, wait a minute. For you, Mr. Counselor and your therapist, listen here.
Hold on, buddy. All right, hold on.
This is it, basically. Me, I'm PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm going to let you know a little bit of knowledge about Keena. The reason I go by Mr. 239, basically, I am a black Cherokee Indian, and I hold it down through any ceremony situation. Me and my nigga Infrared Bean be rocking the mics, always time, locations, whatever.
You know
and
where the fuck we be at.
Y'all know we everywhere, you know what I mean? But basically, I stay on point, 239 chambers, that's basically it. And I'm like a rifle because all my life inside my body, I just exploded every damn time.
Fuck it, so, man, that's just get it, man. Fuck explaining them motherfuckers, man. Fuck them.
Word is born, records.
Fuck that, nigga. We got track, man. We ain't got time to waste on explaining nothing. We don't explain shit, motherfucker. You want to know, come see about it.
Now, introducing, it is the one that y'all was sleeping on. It is Mr. MR.239.
My hot text, they moving like rocks and projects. MR takes producing to make my pop stack. Style turn MCs not red. After they find out there's no way to stop click. No matter how much you drop, big Duke, stop it. MR truth rock tracks. If you live it, shout who's the best. Amateurs in fact, you spit out, shoot pop text. Why rap lyrics move faster than rockets. Taking lots of projects out of apartments and projects. That means you can't stop that. Every time I drop tracks, I make locks mad like they with dime kick. And I walk past, pop the ass, grab the dick, stop that, gotta digit. Told her I would be ready to get down to business. Got that, my name chop next, like one chop of an axe. You sure you wanna rock next? Why yes, I doubt that rhymes I bring leave knots on head. Irritating enough, yeah, I won't rest. All real boots start blowing black. I knew it sounds wild like rooster call crowing loud in the morning. Cock a doodle doo. I hear y'all doubt, I'm not recognizing who the fuck are you. Now, I dare you to enter a strong mind, a master me, no doubt. In fact, we similar any G's control crap. Like Jesus speaks bull crap. Listen to scream, go out. Oscar K. La Voz, this whole wide distance, envy closed out. From pictures ugly, no doubt. It's never breathe, no clout. Thinking to come, here, kick your technique, old out. Don't flip up, buddy, metaphors make toes pound. Slung garbage, lust, easy, destroyed, blown down. Grown by thoughts, lyrics enough, MC sword with closed mouth. Wild parts, split, crush, leak, galore, false mouth. All like his butt, Jerry Ross, host found. Mr. Ride up, yucky, more wrote about. Ass stick up, yucky, full soap out. Cause I bring pro sound. Okay, all MCs sing slow now. Oh, now. Swallowing my lyrics cause you to choke out. Like hot put jalapeno in your mouth. No doubt, there's no reason for me to say who names you spoke out. Left me alone, they clown about my true style for a long time. Now talk goes out on how I'm so proud. On stages, I'm known to show off. Sure, all of this y'all know. This two-head rep in Motown.
I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock this, so move your feet.
Finale and that Zero Squad back in the laundry room back in 2000. 2004. Everybody know about that dude that was making noise. Yeah, coming through, been paying my dues. They called him who? MR.239, represent on the spot. Got it locked, y'all know I'll be representing. Keep it going on. Man, I've been doing this ever since the 90s. Well, a lot of people didn't believe me. Man, I used to stay busy, going with it. Everybody know about him when he represented Spitty. The way I represent, I don't ever forget it. Getting it off the top of the head and keeping everybody jumping with it. And I took it from, let's see, I took it from Monroe, North Carolina to Charlotte. I took it to Greensboro, I took it everywhere. They know about them dudes that came out from everywhere, from nowhere, from out of nowhere. Get it on Spotlight Entertainment, Deadly Venom, yeah, Insight Connection. Back in 2005, October 5th, got on television. Well, a lot of people were sitting around, thought that this was something called boring. Nah, it ain't boring. Welcome to Monroe, North Carolina, 239, finest. Up in the spot, y'all know I be doing this. Man, why a lot of people been doing other types of things. Man, I been doing this and I been doing that stuff to make people yell out my name. Been doing that thing up when I was at. Man, I was up in Texas. Man, I been in New York. Invented that currency finale. Just invented that frequency. Talking about a $3 million hit. Me and Pat Stack Tackler went around while a lot of people was sitting around wondering where we was at. Man, we was on the other place of the map. Why a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that we bring through. We make everything start to collapse. Perhaps they don't know about us when we was in North Vero Beach, ripping them places. Let's see, JC lounging it. While a lot of people be thinking they can stop everything we was surrounding it. That's the way we represent a bounding hit. Check the ground quick, yeah, like an earthquake. Yeah, making dudes shake up like a milkshake. Open up the EPMD, Eric Sermon, Redman, Dr. Facts up in New York City. Yo, and we've been on that red carpet. Yeah, you better believe the way we represent. We keep it going in Austin. Mr. 239 and Best Bad Tackle did bike rallies quick. Performing in front of a whole bunch of bikers. We talking about the whole biker game. Well, a lot of people be acting like they can stop everything that we maintain. Man, we gonna take you and slap your head and put you back in the past. Why a lot of people thinking they can stop everything I've been packing the past. Packing the past. That's the way I represent. Keep it going. Y'all know about Monroe is. Yeah, been coming through, making everybody feel like they wanna rewind the hit. That's the way I represent, make them feel like they getting slimed and quick. Yeah, everybody know the way we keep going. That's the way we've been doing it, and make everybody be wondering what's the situation, what was happening. Man, we went to ATL, the place where everybody got famous at. We talking about World Congress Center. Yo, you thinking you can stop everything we've been doing? Yeah, Monroe, North Carolina, NC, outbreak, the finest. Why everybody thinking they can stop everything that we've been doing? Yo, I went up the game quick. Maintain the hit. Make them bang, bang the hit. You know when it's time for me to represent 239, make them feel like they're getting hanged. Thinking y'all can stop everything I've been changing. Yeah, maybe you maintain it. Everybody know how we got going. Kept it going, back and forth. While everybody be wondering where we was at often. Man, we talking about ripping shows and shows. Ripping places and places. Years and years of. That's how the show starts to grow. On the block, going to pushing them new mix CDs out like it was some kind of drug. My hot text, they moving like I said, dope. Like it was in the project more. Stopping up in front of cars, putting CDs in front of cars while we up in North Myrtle Beach. People pulling out guns, thinking we getting ready to rob them quickly. Running up to the scene in Army fatigue. Best Bet Tackler in black and white. Mr. 239 was in that green. It didn't matter where I was at. Now I'm up in that blue, Carolina blue. Y'all know how we go do, that's what we gonna do. Y'all know the AM3 back in the building. And we got it starting. When we represent, everybody get attracted like a magnet. Yeah, that's the way we represent. Make them feel like, yeah, you get splashed quick. Yeah. Monroe NC finest.
I tell you one thing, man, this world got me in a messed up mode, man. telling you, man, all this stuff happening going on, man, I don't know.
That ain't no reason for you to
Look
on your face like that.
I was, I had a magic genie left. I rubbed these situations away.
You better be careful what you
mess
with.
Where's war, man? Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah, man,
this mold, man, all this stuff going on in this world, man.
Man, you know what?
Just relax.
He's
just paying
attention to the world.
Who you talking to? Don't tell me to relax. See what's going on in the world.
Hey, you paying attention?
Oh, shit! Oh, my life has changed! As the pen hits the pad, and I start talking about all the things I wish I had, and all the things that I'm happy for when I got a plan, that everybody understands the way that Mr. 239 be represented, coming with stuff to keep me going on thinking, counting my many blessings. I'm talking about why a lot of people be stressing, don't understand, yeah, when it was time for me to represent it, you know I'm gonna keep on coming and bringing it with the representation. Why a lot of people be acting like they faking, wanna be hating, I'm talking about a lot of mad mistaken. A lot of people ain't happy with what they got in, and like that, no sense in. Be thankful for what you have it. Why a lot of people don't understand, they wanna diamond in the back, a Cadillac, it won't be stacked for money. For Mr. 239 always represent with foes on wealthy, with that flow. That's why this world got me in the mold. I ain't worried about it, yo. There goes the folks. Mr. 239 getting ready to go to. Let you know what kind of mold I am in. That mold of happiness, joy. I'm talking about where I see myself being, where I'm gonna maintain it, to keep on going. Everything that I've been doing, everything open, manifesting. Well, a lot of people be understanding, don't understand, yeah, y'all keep on confessing about nonsense that y'all be thinking about it. When it's time for 239 to represent, I keep it going with the proudest. Well, a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I've been doing, they full of doubt and fill them up and let them know when it was time for the 239 to represent. Yeah, they start to understand that I keep crowding. Well, a lot of people be trying to figure out why I kept on measuring out. I'm a digit, let you know what time it is. The 239 represent, can y'all really get with it? The way that I keep hitting, that goes the neighborhood. I'm in a mode they didn't know about. Man, you know what?
Now, see, man, that's what I mean.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
I feel real better.
Yeah, law of attraction.
Yeah, man, because you just grabbed that genie
law of attraction.
Man, you know what? Don't worry about that. Stay out of my business.
It's a secret anyway.
What business, man?
Law of attraction.
My business. You know what, man? You ain't got no business. Yes, I do. I'll cut your hand off. You try to take my lamp from me, man.
Go
to the assembly line and get Agent 239 because the industry has been sent for, and he's gonna be the target to eliminate him and take him out. Do you understand that? Yes, yes, sir. I understand that.
Yeah.
But sir, what is he supposed to do? Don't question me. Just do as I say.
What a marvelous piece of work.
Time to take him out on a monster strike. Hey, yo, big ups to the product of the 90s. Yeah. One love.
That nigga with the heat that'll bury you.
Real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Knight.
With my monster strike.
Real motherfucking G's, nigga like Eric Knight.
With my mobster strike.
Every night, real motherfucking G's, nigga like every night.
Get your boogie on.
With my mobster strike.
Every night, real motherfucking G's, nigga like every night.
Get your boogie on.
With my mobster strike.
Every night.
Yeah, Mr. 239 coming in, and I'm the gun. This ain't at the door, so you better duck.
Cause when it's time for me to represent, yo, out of luck. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 came through. Busting up plugs, busting up from out of my gut. Making everybody feel like, yeah, they done fell down. Y'all know what time it is when I bring the real sound. Midtown, mid you down. All you dudes out there keep kidding now. So I'm getting ready to spit it out. I am the new person that's coming to destroy all my targets. Y'all getting ready to be eliminated now. So you better move out the way, stand back. I'm with my mouth is shut. My mouth is shut. My mouth is shut. With my mouth to strike, yeah. I'ma make sure that I come in and I take them out. Man, check it. I'm so powerful and strong. I don't need to run with no mafia. I'm a mobster on my own. So all you dudes out there better understand. You gon' respect me as if I got a chrome hornet at your dome. Why I be representing and let you know that everything is making you feel like you phone. Whole whack crews like an MLO. Everybody thought that they could stop everything that Mr. 239 spoke. Getting ready to eliminate all my targets. I'm talking about retaliation on niggas that try to start shit. Thought that they could stop everything I'm doing. Now they getting blasted up. Yeah, with my mob destroyed. Yeah, with my mob destroyed. With my mob destroyed. With my mob destroyed. Yeah, as I continue to struggle, leaving all you dudes stuck. And all y'all out there better understand, yo, I be packing it up. Packing up shots to make them get backed up and bust. React up and touch. Y'all niggas getting bust like thugs. When it's time for me to represent, you ain't nothing but a thug. Yo, Mr. 239 be busting up all a bunch of slugs from my mug. Making all y'all feel like you're getting drugged. Make them feel like it's a closed casket with a song. Making everybody feel like when I come through, I done blast so many shots, they gone and gone. We miss 239, I be coming through. Y'all know I be representing for clothes. With my mob destroyed. With my mob destroyed. With my mob destroyed. With my mob destroyed.
I'd like to know who is Mr. ECP.
Look at him, man.
79.
Now, no Mr. ECP.
I'll tell you what.
You got to know what his business is about. And how his business is ran.
Different.
Well, so, man, you know, I'm just curious. I just want to know. Because it sounds familiar.
I done heard that name before, man.
Well, you just see if it's the same one.
Come in here now.
Yeah. Yeah. Call me Mr. ECP.
Economic corporate.
Check it. Mr. ECP.
Economic corporate.
As I step up in the building, everybody see that man with that Liberty Bell tie on again, suit on again, walking around the place, getting to know everybody, shaking their hands. Yeah, y'all know who I am. I'm that one that be making the move that a lot of people didn't know about, didn't know about, didn't know who that dude was. Man, back in 2010, they knew about me. Come up in with that derby hat on and walking around with them, let's see, them like almost skaters on. That's what the color was, it was green. Cause you should've knew me as the one that was coming through to chase on the green.
started out in a place of a Coonerville, riding around with the thugs on it. But now you know I'm back on my feet again, walking around and yeah, things a little weird again. But I'm still doing everything I can to keep on going. Everybody know who I am, everybody know the name, everybody been screaming. Y'all know the name that been screaming. They call me Mr. ECP, I'm in the game. Mr. ECP, coming to your brain. They call me Mr. ECP, up in the game. They call me Mr. ECP, in your brain. Mr. ECP, up in the game. Mr. ECP, up in your brain. Mr. ECP, up in the game. Well, yeah, they know me, the one that used to go around real quickly. They know about me and my role MC, about how I used to go around the streets, how I used to have them encounters with two different types of ladies. They would come and travel around quick to see me. Things got a little bit out of hand, and when I was about 21 years old, came from New York City, money-making Manhattan, and I just kept on going on my stroll. Went on with it too long, that the pastor knocked at my mom's door, was like, your son been fornicating too much, so I'm gonna pray for him. He need to change everything the way he been living. Been with just a couple nights, I've been lonely, and I've been known to use the gift of the gab. Everything I knew about what I've been going on with around my past. Even though things around used to make me feel sad, now I'm glad that I went back to the way that I always been. Y'all know who I am. Yeah, y'all know who I be. Like I said, you need to call me Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in the brain. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain. In your brain. Man, check it. I've been known to get up in the brain real quick. Like I said, let my mind take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Take a story to yourself about fantasies you never had. That was the midnight desire, back when I came with blasts from the last minute suggestion. Mr. ECP up in the game. Mr. ECP up in your brain.
Economic corporate pimping.
No, that's who he is. That's who Mr. ECP is, man. I still don't know what them abbreviations mean.
Man, you know what? You'll find out sooner later. Need to listen to the song closer.
Man, but I'm saying, I know it stands for something.
Yeah, it stands for something. I'm Jotso. You will find out what it stands for in a minute, sucker.
Economic corporate pimping,
man. But you know what, Jotso, man? Them abbreviations sound familiar.
Economic corporate pimping.
They are familiar, man. You know what? I'm about to get up out of here. I got to go.
Economic corporate pimping.
Let my words take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about benefits you never had. Cause you to cry eyes red. Let my words take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about benefits you never had. Cause you to cry eyes red.
Relax, mommy. Relax, mommy. Basically, you my beauty, and I'm your beast. With you things are truly peace, the feeling of you and me. Got my thoughts pure and deep on making you queen to me. I know all this seems a dream. Open your eyes, view me as I get inside your mind. Connect moves mentally, provided by presence of candle therapy. Ooh, mommy, with this moment, you bring joy to me like Blackstreet. Most definitely after the feast, come take a seat while I kiss and lick the neck of cherries. I'm sure this feeling being next to me got you full of heat. I'm happy you hear Sex Me by Kelly. My body all over your body by LSD. Slow down, kiss me, don't undress yet, mommy. How's about a slow dance inside me?
Let my words take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about fantasies you never had. Cause you to cry eyes red. Let my words take a journey through your head while you lay asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about fantasies you never had. As we move, my hands on in your booty. Inside, I'm anxious the way you hold me. I'm so intoxicated, I could OD. Through the fragrance of a true peach. My eyes and mind visualize.
take her off, please. Use a tongue, touch it between. How fruity this love between you and me. Share and grew like a seed to make other women wonder to themselves, when could it be? You with me, close your eyes, visualize you was with me. Creamed in your panties, thank you hugging me. But it was just sheets. Let my words take a journey through your head while you play asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about fantasies you never had. Cause you to cry, eyes red. Night desire. Let my words take a journey through your head while you play asleep in your bed. Thinking softly to yourself about fantasies you never had. Cause you to cry, eyes red. Night desire. Let my words take a journey through your head.
I mean, yeah. Any of y'all in my way, I don't see no stop signs. No stop signs. That means if you think you stop me from getting money, I don't see no stop signs. And plus for me making my move quickly, I don't see no stop signs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, man, I'm going to move on there, man, without even paying attention. You know
I don't see no stop signs.
Don't worry, I'm just going to
I'm going to get that money.
I'm wide open with it, man. You know what I mean?
I'm going to keep making moves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Man, come on, man. What you expect, man?
Spurred up, man.
Man, I don't see no stop signs.
That's
he ain't
right.
going to stop.
You know what I mean? I'm just moving.
As I make my moves faster than cruise control. While all these dudes I hit on the stand up, this is you on the show. Making all y'all feel like my shoes been sold. Boy, y'all better stand back. Oh, see no stop signs. No stop signs, no stop lines. This is you starting that rockin' line. Dropping it live. Making all y'all feel like you getting shot in the drop. What you hit me up with the rhyme. Making everybody feel like they wanna fall back. Yo, check it out. I don't see no stop signs. That means all y'all out there, y'all better get locked and gone and blown behind. As I keep on going on with my thoughts and they keep moving. Yo, I got that type of flow to keep you going like the 70s. That means I stay on point. That means if any of y'all wanna think you can stop me, man, I've been doing my thing ever since I was 90s in my 90s. Making all y'all feel like, yeah, this 230 not too grimy. So that means I ain't gonna stop, it ain't gonna stop, son. I don't see no stop signs. You in the way trying to stop me from getting money.
I don't see no
stop signs. You in the way thinking you can stop me from going through. I just go through you like a hollow point. Making all y'all feel like you swallowing everything that makes you 39 being on. Because, like I said, I don't see no stop signs. I don't see no stop signs. I don't see no stop signs. That means that if you out there thinking you can stop everything that I bring from the top of my mind, this something to make y'all feel like you get dropped, and most of y'all going behind. Yo, take it, it's a power loaf to make all you feel like you found much. Thinking you can stop the way the Mr. 239 representing. Call me the director of music. Why everybody thinking they can stop everything that I've been doing? Man, just because you hear me, just because you ain't seen me, just because I ain't doing what him doing. Doing what them doing, yo check it man, I'm gonna always keep doing what you always been doing. While y'all out there still trying to figure out what can make you more famous or more richer or more noticed and noticed. This is 239 representing. And like I said, I don't see no stop son. No stop son. No stop son.
Hey man, you ever had one of those days that you wish you could just make $1 million in a second of the day?
Yeah, man, I had one of them days, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what kind of day it is for me. Yo, welcome to the sip of Keena, Brian White, the new movie Drinking World, based on the story of the radio communications dedication book, talking about how things was made and how music and everything started promoting the advertising. Everything around from the newspapers to the television, to the radio. Everybody know how we've been doing it for a long time. This is 239 representing, it lets you know what's always been on my mind. Man, sometimes I sit back and put my eyes up to the sky, and I just be like, man, if I had a day, just one day, that I could make $1 million every second of the day. I'm talking about every day making $1 million every second of the day. I wish that I could make $1 million every second of the day. Every second of the day, I wish I could make $1 million just like I said, one of them days. I wish I had $1 million every second of the day. One of them days, I wish I had $1 million every second of the day. Yeah, I'm talking about, man, if I had $1 million earned every second of every day, man, I'd forget about all the poverty, everything that I went through. I'm talking about the times that I grew up and ain't had much. That's the reason why Mr. 239 always be stepping up, putting all this pressure out, letting everybody know what I've been about. My reason why I always been up on this mode. Man, imagine if somebody owed you $3 million and didn't even pay you, because you came out with the greatness, everything that you bring to. I'm talking about that's the reason why I push myself away from thinking about what people been doing to me in the past. Cause at last, I felt the way to come through with my craft. Like I said, it's one of those days, man, I can have $1 million every day, every second of the day. And I changed up the way everything, look at me from my face. Every second of the day, if one of those days I could have $1 million every second of the day. Man, I changed up the way that I act and the way that I behave. Every second of the day, I'm talking about, man, if I was that type of man, man, I wouldn't be focused on some of the things that I used to focus on. Like, I'd be focused on nothing but like a whole bunch of sacred cows, and I'd be milking them cows, put them in a form. I put my cow to everything that I've been on. We're the Four Record Studios. Yeah, that's the reason why the movie getting ready to be big. Well, a lot of people don't believe it, but I'm speaking into existence. This is the law of attraction. I'll be meditating. Just like I said, one of them days, man, I can imagine that I can have $1 million every day. Man, what I would do, man, I wouldn't even play. One of them days, I had $1 million every second of the day. Man, I changed up the way that I live and the way that I dress. I'm talking about I still be wearing my same clothes. My son Clay will lie. I'll still be doing the same thing that I be doing. One of them days, man, if I had $1 million every day, every second of the day, man, everybody would realize that I ain't changed, man, I still be the same. Cause even without it or with it, I still been the type of dude to maintain, to let everybody know how it'd be. I just upgrade on a lot of things that I have already. Gratitude, be thankful for everything that I be doing. Word is for record studios, and yeah, that's the reason why I was chosen. Let's get deep down into the trip that Vulture Media has in their possession. When I get ready to hit this on that pitch, things gonna happen. So everybody get prepared, cause I'm speaking it into existence. I use the law with traction, and believe me, everything that I say is already manifested.
Yo, man, Mr. 239, man, what you in, man?
I'm in my AM Fleet stance,
man.
Word up.
Atomic
I'm
man
in my AM
stance.
Fleet stance.
Atomic Mass.
Man, what is your AM Fleet stance, y'all?
Atomic Mass.
Man, you know,
Atomic Mass
stance is...
Atomic
you know,
Mass.
Be me being stance. Me, man, being in my stance, y'all.
Yeah, Atomic you know Mass mean? Stance, man.
But, yo, is it true, man, you from Monroe,
yeah.
N.C.?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? It's been like
it's
that from day
town,
one, man.
They said it was
you know what I mean?
Town.
But I still stay in my A.M. Fleet stance, man.
Atomic
you know what I mean? Because I never know
stance,
when somebody going to try to
Atomic
pull
man,
my card, you know what I'm saying? And try to make it look like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever,
Atomic
you know? It is director of music, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm in my AM Fleet
Atomic
stance,
Mass stance.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And down. in my AM Fleet stats, man.
Atomic mass fleet.
Meaning my AM Fleet standards. Word up.
Atomic mass.
Word up, y'all.
Fleet stance.
Since y'all asking questions on what am I doing and what do I continue improving in, man, I stay in my AM Fleet standards. While a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I hand ya. Yo, you know me, I always stand up, rep up for what I always be doing much. While a lot of people thought that they could stop me from pursuing much, they can get their crews and everything ripped up. Torah, Mr. 239, destroy ya. Destroy much, make everybody feel like, yeah, I done deployed the attack. Make a lot of people feel like, yeah, they getting smacked back. Thought that they could stop what I'm doing, I'm in my AM Fleet standards. Ain't no way to stop what I'm doing and I'm landing ya. I'm in my AM Fleet standards. No way to stop what I'm landing much. Man, why most people thinking they could stop me from being in touch with the microphone? I continue to keep it in my clutch with a tight grip. While a lot of people thought that they could stop the way that I might rip. Man, light up the candles like I'm lighting up a whole bunch of lights. Make everybody feel the electricity as I spit, get ready to strike. While I grab the microphone, I grab it and put some energy to it, just like I'm putting a whole bunch of energy and things to it. While everybody thought that they could come and stop everything that I've been doing, I'm on my AM Fleet standards. I'm in my AM Fleet standards. That means every time I'm landing ya, you gonna fall down, feel like somebody slammed you much. Ripping with the flow that a lot of people couldn't clutch, couldn't touch. Make them feel like, yeah, they're getting bucks. You take a hunch to see the way that Mr. 239 take you out like a lunch break. Like I said on that track back in the day, while a lot of people thought that they could stop everything that I bring and bring attack with faith. Make them feel like, yeah, I done snapped and cracked their brain as I continue to maintain. While all y'all out there thought that y'all could stop everything that I've been doing, man, I am the bullets going through your brain, making y'all feel like, yeah, y'all got plain. Yeah, it's me, simple and plain, ripping the game, making everybody feel like they lost, and I still be repping fame. I'm on my AM Fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet. That's me on my AM Fleet standards, man.
Atomic mass fleet standards.
Oh, so that's what that means, yeah.
Atomic mass fleet standards. Atomic mass fleet standards.
I ain't no
driver.
Take one, Mr. 239 always knew his thing when it was time for him to come. Everybody didn't think Mr. 2 was gonna come through with one take. Wait a minute, all it takes is one take for me to get up in the strip. Wait a minute, I ain't got to sit back and try to remember this or memorize this. When I flip a sentence, it's always at take 3 when I'm always making moves in the energy. And then take 4, I always bring more. Take 5, everybody be thinking it's 239 live. Take 6, they know me always up in the mix. Y'all know how I be doing my thing. I make music just like I'm making flicks. Take 7, y'all know what I'm bringing. I keep coming in, let them know I rise up high just like heaven. Take 8, everybody thought I was fake for everything that I create. Take 9, that's my time to shine. I'm the night ending. This is scripture wrote by, directed by Mr. 239. Signature design, for this four records, we got them in time. Take 10, they didn't think I was gonna be able to come back, and a lot of said that I lost, but I win. Every time that I get ready to run in, everybody be like, uh-oh, like 7-Eleven. Take 11, you know how Mr. 239 keep measuring. Out to
ways that they didn't think I was gonna be able to measure up to. Check this, take 12. Y'all know me, I always spit flows to make a lot of people feel like they don't piece that well. Take 13, everybody didn't say this to 239 was gonna bring the rhyme thing from a dream to reality. Take 13, they got lost by me. They better understand when it was time for me to represent. Take 14, got them sitting back, trying to figure out is take 15 gonna come about. Take 16, everybody be sitting around holding their mouth like I can't believe he just came out. This is directed by Mr. 239. Y'all know it's Sixers design. Porter's born records. Everybody know I done wrote this script. Take 17, y'all know how I represent and I stay on that scene. Everybody thought that take 18 wasn't gonna keep going through. Now what are they thinking? They panicking more. Y'all know take 19, that's where the time where life used to be for me, that I wanna put a blade or maybe do something to a lot of people that betrayed. Take 20, you know me, I represent simply. Everybody thought that they could get it, try to dimp up on me. Wait a minute, try to pimp up on me. Take 21, I got them stunned. They know how I represent. Take 22, everybody thought that Mr. 239 wouldn't be able to do what he was doing. Take 23, now they see. This is how I represent. Take 24, everybody thought take 25 wasn't gonna come out, but I told them I represent the WIB from soul to mouth. This is directed by Mr. 239 Signature Design. Word is born records. This is directed by Signature Design. Keena Prime. Take 27. Everybody didn't think I was gonna be representing. Up in the mix, I'ma take them all the way down through the numbering and counting. Wait a second. Take 28. Everybody didn't think that Mr. 239 was gonna keep coming great. Take 29. Everybody sit around and be like, man, wait a minute, can he really shine? Take 30. Everybody thought that I wasn't gonna come, be making my move early. Take 31, everybody sit around wondering what was I doing when I bring it from my tongue. Take 32, y'all know how I stay live, always do my thing. A lot of people thought take 32 wasn't gonna lead to 33. Now they hear me, yeah, I'm moving through the air chillily. Everybody sitting around like a lily pad, looking silly, dad. Take 33, wait a minute, I told them what is this is, yo. It's directed by Mr. 239, Keena Brian White, Signature Sign, Motorsport Records. This is directed by Mr. 239, Motorsport Records, Signature Sign. This is directed by Mr. 239, Motorsport Records.
I ain't John.
Man, I've been doing stuff pretty much grabbing microphones. I was grabbing microphones ever since I was like 11 years old. The same time when I was shooting guns when I was 11 years old. And I had to spit rhymes, just spitting rhymes ever since I was 12. You know what I mean? It's like I used to sit in my room at day and night. They used to ask me why I'm dragging my feet. I felt like a diamond in the rough. I used to sit in my room late at night and day in all the time and dragging my feet. They used to ask me, what's going on, man? You a diamond in the rough. I used to sit in my room and they'd be like, why you dragging your feet? And you a diamond in the rough. Why you ain't made something happen? I was like, man, check it. I done been making a lot of happen ever since 2003. I remember the first time that I went to a live session. Man, I went to a session, it was like 2 a.m. in the morning, and I was up in somewhere around Charlotte, and I was out ripping microphones in a big
studio building, booths and everything. And I was young, it was like 2 a.m. and a whole bunch of people was in there watching. They was like, wow, this dude live, he the loudest one. We ain't never heard nobody in inside of our studio. And man, I was nothing but him in my 20s. I was in my early 20s. You could say I was about 23 years old. Ripping microphones, man. Check it, like I said, when I used to sit in my room from day in and day out, they used to tell me, why you dragging your feet, man? You a diamond in the rough. I used to sit in my room from day in and day out. They used to ask me, why you dragging your feet, man? You a diamond in the rough. You ain't made nothing happen yet. Why you sitting in your room dragging your feet, man? You a diamond in the rough. You ain't made nothing happen yet, man. Man, Keno, man, you deserve to go somewhere. That's the other alias, yeah. Somebody used to tell me that voice used to speak in my head all the time. That's the reason why I made them zillion of big 90-minute tapes when I rhyme. I used to be in my room, man. This turned out to be a hobby. They used to tell me, man, keep doing it as a hobby. It's gonna make it big one day, and you ain't forcing yourself to do it. While most of the rappers in the game be forcing themselves to do something and try to be true with it. Man, I just sit back and do what I've been doing. I remember them sessions I used to be riding in the car flowing. Riding up and stopping at stoplights, and I'm spitting rhymes. That's why they said, why you sitting in the room day in, day out? You dragging your feet, man, you a diamond in the rough. Why you sitting in your room day in and day out, man? You ain't doing nothing but dragging your feet. You a diamond in the rough. Why you sitting in the room day in and day out? Yeah, you dragging your feet, man. You a diamond in the rough. Why you sitting in the room day in and day out, man? You dragging your feet, man. You a diamond in the rough.
Get away from here, man.
As my brother Corey Dog used to tell me, man, Keno, man, you need to go up the road. Make something happen with your life, man. Get away from Monroe. Ain't nothing out here, yo. I said, man, I don't even know. Ain't nobody letting me go in no studio. That's how they used to hate me. Because ever since back in the days, I be representing and I keep it live. Like, why you sitting in your room from day in and day out, dragging your feet? Man, you a diamond in the rough. Why I'm sitting in the room from day in and day out, I'm dragging my feet. Man, you a diamond in the rough.
Big up to J. Rawls, man.
Hallo, ik zie dat u dubbel glas verkoopt.
Ja, heeft u toevallig een stukje staan van 4 bij 8 meter? Alleen in matglas.
Ze hebben alleen matglas!
Nou, dat zien ze meteen. Nee, sorry. U kunt nu meteen komen zetten.
Mooi, 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 mooi. Wat kost het?
Is dat inclusief stopverf?
Oh, geef niet. Kijk gewoon nog even verder. Bedankt.
I'm not Michael.
Oh, don't worry. He calls everyone Michael.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening. A recording for Blue Note Records.
Woogie jam slam, bust the dialect, I'm the man in command, come flow with the sounds of the mighty mic master,
rhyming on the mic, I'm bringing suckers to disaster. Cool, cool ducks, but I still rock Nike with the razzle dazzle. Star, I might be. Scribble, jabble, scrabble on the microphone. I babble as I fix the funky words into a puzzle. Yes, 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 on and on as I flex. Get with the flow, birds manifest. Feel the vibe from here to Asia. Dip trip, dip Fantasia. Ow, get on stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Give me more of that funky horn.
What's that?
I'm
Yeah. baby, come fuck, baby, come fuck, baby, come fuck, fuck.
What up, everybody? It's Mr. 239 in the building, man. Tonight is Fresh Fridays, and you're now rocking with the WIBSRadio.com. And tonight's subject pertaining to True Subject Talks. See what I can talk about for a True Subject Talk tonight. Well, let's put it like this. Have y'all ever dealt with a situation where you you had your mindset where on what you want to do with your life, but the environment around you or somebody that's not around you, they didn't have their mind together, set on knowing what they want to do with their life, and you already know what you want to do with your life and everything, and everything that you're going to do to strive to make your life better regardless of whatever happens. And then, you know, sometimes you can have your life to knowing where you want to be at in life and the environment you living around. And if it's people around you that live around you, and they may not have their mind together on what they want to do with life. And you can actually see that, you know what I'm saying? Like, if like you in an environment and you can actually see that if those people are living around you and And you just see the same old thing every week, every weekend, throughout the same thing, you know. Here I am going, doing that yawning again. Like Francis, you can tell who really is true about, you know, about their life and really care about their life by when you see the person. And then you can tell who's false about their life when you see that person. You know what I mean? Like, for instance, like, I live in this environment where I'm living at now, and it seems like, you know, I'm the only one that really kind of take this stuff serious around here. Like, when it comes to, you know, making something out of my life, having something out of my life, I'm not a drug user. I don't drink. I don't party. You know what I mean? And it's like, the environment where I'm living in, I can tell that they do it. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know, we run a radio show, and I don't, that means I'm relaxed again. But we run a radio show, and we don't like just do anything for nothing, and like